We had high school basketball action on Wednesday night. Out of Bowden, Red Devils hosting Manchester region play. Girls got the night started. Bowden girls rolling to an easy 52-33 triumph over the women from Manchester. And the boys match up a thriller down to the wire. Manchester on the road ekes out a 54-52 victory over the homestanding Red Devils. More high school basketball action tonight. A makeup from a game that was postponed because of the weather. Harrelson County makes a short trip to Temple to take on the Tigers. Region 6, Class A Division 1. Girls get it started 6. Boys game to follow. Let's talk some high school wrestling. Congratulations, the Villarica Wildcats. The Cats, for the fifth straight year, are the boys Region 5 5A dual champs. They get ready now for the state duels tournament. The GHSA event for Class 5A coming up this weekend. They head to the Atlanta area to Lasser High School for that. The Carrollton girls in a preliminary duels matchup destroyed Evans's women yesterday. 66-12 the score there. Now the Carrollton girls prep for the GHSA state duels Saturday, January 25th. Lumpkin County be hosting that. College basketball. Georgia playing in its first game as a ranked team since January of 2011. Had a good start. Led by one on the road at halftime in Knoxville last night on top of the Volunteers of Tennessee, 26-25. But the second 20 minutes were not good to the Dogs. Tennessee outscored them 49-30. Shot 58% over the final half of play. For the night, Tennessee out-rebounds Georgia 35-29. Forced the Dogs into 19 turnovers. And the Vols come away with an easy 74-56 triumph. Doesn't get any easier for Coach Mike White's squad. Saturday, now they get to host the number one team in the country, the Auburn Tigers, who rolled to a 22-point victory last night. It'll be Stegman Coliseum, Georgia, hosting Auburn Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. Tonight, the West Georgia men back on the road. This is game 3 of a 4-game road trip. They're in Fort Myers, Florida, for a matchup with Florida Gulf Coast University. These two teams played 2 weeks ago at the Coliseum, and it was Florida Gulf Coast coming from behind to beat the Wolves, 79-68. Tonight's matchup, West Georgia looks for its fourth win overall, and they will look for their second in A-Sun Conference play. Tip times at 6:30, Alico Arena down in Fort Myers. The West Georgia women at home tonight at the Coliseum. They look for their second victory in A-Sun play and try to even their record at 8-8. They'll host the women of Bellarmine tonight, 7 o'clock at the Coliseum. And after announcing he was declaring for the NFL draft, Trevor Etienne now says he's going to play in the Senior Bowl down in Mobile Saturday, February 1st. For the Bain Diller Group and Granic Sports, I'm Mike Paris.